Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time in its 40-year history, the Massachusetts Family Shelter System has hit its limit. More than 7,500 families are in the system right now, and the state says that is all it can support. So eligible families now will go on a wait list. WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel has been following this story closely and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is going to happen to families today who have nowhere safe to stay and are asking for help?
Well, that is a real question mark. What we know is families will be prioritized based on several criteria. So those fleeing domestic violence and those with certain medical conditions like a high-risk pregnancy, they will be bumped up on the list. But this doesn't mean they get a room right away. We also know the state is planning to email, text, or call when a spot opens up. Some advocates worry families will miss these calls. It can be hard to charge your phone when moving around. Also, some people have international numbers because part of what's happening here is more new immigrants are coming to Massachusetts. They now make up about half of the family shelter population.
Where are families supposed to go if they're on the wait list?
Right, that is the big question. The state is trying to find overflow sites, but there's nothing yet. So there is a $5 million fund to help community groups set up overnight shelters, but that is just getting up and running. Governor Maura Healey says she's asked the federal government for help, and state lawmakers are considering some extra funding that could require an overflow site. But right now, the family welcome centers will offer food and diapers and things like that, but not a place to stay.
What are advocacy groups saying about this?
Yeah, they're really worried. They expect families will turn to places like Logan Airport, hospital emergency departments, their cars even. I spoke with Gerald Gabot, who runs a group that works with Haitian immigrants. It's called IFSI. She's been gathering sleeping bags for waitlisted families.
We hope that we do not have to really reach that point where we have to transform our office into like a overnight shelters. But at the same time, we know that we cannot turn our back on our families.
State officials say the shelter system is just growing too large for its budget, and they blame the federal government for not solving the immigration situation.
Gabriela, what can you tell us about other places experiencing similar strains on their family shelter systems, especially those also seeing a spike in their migrant populations?
So yes, many places around the country are facing similar pressures, as you say, and many are also hitting a breaking point. The responses vary. In New York, which is the other place with a legally established right to shelter, the mayor told families they can only stay in a shelter for 60 days. After that, they have to leave and reapply. In Chicago, the shelter system is full, and thousands of people, particularly migrants, and including little kids, are sleeping in police stations or in tents just outside the stations. Here is Sam Paler-Pointse from the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless.
At a typical police station, it looks like tents up and down the sidewalk. It's very, very crowded, which is completely upending the homeless services system.
The stories from Chicago are really heart-wrenching. One volunteer described a woman having a miscarriage at a police station.
What are you watching for next here in Massachusetts?
Yeah, I think we'll have to see how the waitlist rolls out and how long families are waiting. I'll be looking at who ends up supporting these families. Is it nonprofits or municipalities, or is it hospitals with MassHealth footing the bill? And will the state manage to set up some congregate sites for short-term shelter? And of course, a big, big question is additional funding from the state or the federal level.
WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel, thank you.
Thank you.